Today is Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I made some soup last night. Well, it started out to be chili. So I had 97% lean turkey because I'm starting week two of doing the Weight Watchers. And I mean, as we all know, I've been on and off of Weight Watchers for about a year, maybe more, who knows. But I've been struggling to get back on it after our vacation, which was in July, when we went to St. Thomas. And so last week I was able to do it all week. I mean, I do go off of it on the weekends, but I was able to do it all week. And so this is week two of Weight Watchers Palooza. And so I was making chili anyway, and I've decided, I also talked to Mark and I said, okay, I'm not going to commit to cooking every week. I'll cook maybe one night a week, and then one night a week I get food on the way back from orchestra rehearsal because I don't have time to cook. And so generally I get a grilled chicken sandwich somewhere, Chick-fil-A or Wendy's or whatever, usually one of those two, because McDonald's discontinued their grilled chicken sandwiches. Whataburger also has a grilled chicken sandwich. So those are lower points. So I can do that with some baked potato chips and have not as low as I would like, but fairly low points. And so I usually do that on Wednesday and then cook one night that, and then he needs to take care of himself for three nights. And anyway, so I decided I was going to cook last night. I was going to do chili. And so I got all my ingredients out, but I had two corn cobs, two cobs of corn, two heads of corn cobs. I don't know. I had two corn cobs in the refrigerator that I had left over from last week, and they were still good. And I try not to throw away stuff. I mean, I do throw away a lot of stuff. I do. And especially meat, because I'll buy it and then it'll go bad before I cook it, or I'll put it in the freezer, but then it'll stay in the freezer for way too long and it won't be good anymore. I'll forget about it. Or I'll be like, because you know, when you put stuff in the freezer, here's the thing about the freezer, especially with meat. You put it in the freezer and you think, okay, I'm going to use that at some point. I'm just going to put that in the freezer. And then when you need to cook meat, you don't think about it until you need to cook meat. So, and it's frozen. So there's nothing you can do, and you can't, it's like you need to pull the meat out the night before, put it in the fridge, let it thaw out, like all that kind of stuff. And who remembers that? Nobody. So then you have all this meat in your freezer that's just frozen for years, and eventually you just throw it away because you're like, well, there's no way it's good anymore. Anyway, regardless, I had corn and I wanted to use it. I thought, well, you know what? I'll just put that corn in there. And I did, you know, I did an onion, I did garlic, I did chili powder, I did cumin, salt, pepper, but I also put a little bit of carrot in there for some flavor, and I put the corn and the turkey and pinto beans, crushed tomatoes, like all of that stuff that you would put in chili, except normally you probably don't put carrots and you don't put corn. So I put it in the pressure cooker and we went for a walk. And so when I came back and it was done, I opened the lid and I tasted of it. And it tasted more like vegetable soup because it had the corn in it, maybe the carrots as well. But it was good. Like, I really liked it. But I thought, you know what? This makes more sense as vegetable soup. So I had some frozen peas in the freezer. So I added frozen peas. I added a little bit more chicken broth or a little bit of chicken broth to thin it out a little bit more to make it more soup-like. And I added some salt. And then I added a little bit of vinegar because I thought it needed a little bit of acidity. And it was so good. And I had leftovers today for lunch. Anyway, it was only 2 points per serving because you know, I use very low fat turkey and vegetables are all free. And, you know, so it was very low in calories and points. It was really good. So, and I still have leftovers. So I'm going to have that. I don't know. I may have that for dinner tonight. Who knows? Because Mark is going. So Mark is going. He has a dinner. One of our friends, it's her birthday, and she invited everybody over for dinner, including me. But the thing is, I can't. I'm doing Weight Watchers, and I won't be able to do Weight Watchers and eat whatever her birthday dinner is. And I don't want to go there and just sit there and watch everybody eat. So I told him, I said, look, if it had been on the weekend, I would go. But because it's during the week, I'm going to stay home because I just want to eat Weight Watcher friendly food. Please tell her I said happy birthday. And so anyway, so I'm going to stay home and eat something. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to eat, but it'll be within my points allowance. I know that. So and I'm throwing down tonight. So it wouldn't have really with Joe, it wouldn't have really worked for me to go anyway, because the dinner's at 7 and throwing down, I record from 6 to 7. And so we'd be late. And then I was just like, you go tell her I said happy birthday. It'll be fine. So anyway, last night, nothing really happened. We walked. We caught up with Grey's Anatomy and Station 19. And we, you know, watched a little bit of MasterChef Australia, but as you do. And then today I worked. I did decide, well, I mean, who knows how long this is going to last, but I did decide that I've been thinking, you know what? I need to practice my trumpet more. I have kept up my skill. I'm still good at playing the trumpet, and I do, you know, I've been doing really well at church. And, you know, when I would play in various musicals in Roger's little theater, you know, I would do pretty well at those also. But, you know, my technical skills have gone downhill a little bit, being able to play fast and arpeggios and things of that nature that are a little bit more difficult to do, because church music is not necessarily the most difficult music when it comes to technique. And I mean, a lot of times it's pretty, you know, a lot of slow melodic, you know, stuff. There is some fast stuff, but again, it's generally not technically taxing. Also, they tend to be in one of about 3 different key signatures. So if you know those key signatures, you're good to go, you know, so you don't necessarily even have to know all your scales. So I just thought, so anyway, I was thinking about it, and you know, I've, you know, my work at the Spit Valve Factory, I've mentioned several times that I'm not sure I'm enjoying it. I get bored. I have all these meetings. I don't really, you know, and I don't know what I'm going to do, but I complain about it all the time. But I was thinking, I've read in several different productivity blogs and books and audio books and stuff that I've read that one thing you can do when you want to break up your, especially if you're a procrastinator like I am, you want to have times of intense focus followed by some sort of break, you know, get up and go to the bathroom, get a drink, you know, go to the water cooler if you're in the office, you know, whatever. And I was thinking, okay, I need to practice my trumpet because I don't want to lose my technical ability, and I would like to get even better. One day when I retire, maybe I'll go audition for the Branson, Missouri, you know, some show in Branson or something. So I need to make sure that my skills aren't going away. And so anyway, I need to make sure I'm still practicing. And I thought, you know, kill 2 birds with 1 stone. So I could, anytime I want to take a little break, I could do a little 5 to 10 minute practice session, a little mini practice session. So I got out my trumpet. I brought my music stand in here next to my desk. I got out a couple of technique books, the Arben book, which is like the Bible for trumpet players, and Charlier Etudes, and the Clark book. Any trumpet player will know all 3 of those books. And so I got 30 minutes of trumpet practice in today in between meetings and working. And I was also able to get a lot of work done. So it's the first day But it may actually kill two. It, you know, it kind of freed my mind a little bit, got my mind off of work for 5 or 10 minutes at a time. And I was able to get some practicing in, and, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Yeah. And so that is that. I got a book. And we're gonna use it some, but I was thinking, you know, there are times where nothing is going on in my life and there's nothing to tell you guys about. Like, I've literally worked and pooped and eaten or something, and there's no good story to tell. There's no anything interesting. So what do I do on those days? And so what I was thinking, I found a book called 1001 Conversation Starters for Any Occasion. So I'm going to keep this. I just dropped it. I'm going to keep it by my desk. And on days when I have nothing, I'm just going to pull out a question and I'm going to answer it. And we'll see how that goes. I'm not going to do it today, but at some point in the future. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.